1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The end is near at former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. CBS's Matt Piper is at the courthouse in New York.
Closing arguments from both sides could last the whole day, which means the jury very well could get the case tomorrow and begin deliberations. There's no telling how long that may happen, but if it's quick, we could have a verdict tomorrow.
Protests in cities around the world after an Israeli airstrike killed at least 45 civilians in southern Gaza. CBS's David Martin.
Israelis have told the U.S. the horrific death toll was caused by a piece of shrapnel which pierced a fuel tank, setting off a fire that engulfed a tent housing refugees.
More severe weather in the forecast for parts of the southern U.S. after wicked weekend storms killed at least 23 people. Margie Whitaker lives in Meade County, Kentucky.
My windows all started rattling and it made a horrible noise. My son was letting the dogs in the back door and he hollered tornado.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a single vehicle crash in Adams County. It happened around 10 p.m. on Friday night. The Adams County Sheriff's Office responded to the township of Preston on Highway 13. They found the vehicle had left the roadway on a corner and crashed into a group of large trees. The driver, 58-year-old Jenny L. Kern, was extricated from the smoking vehicle, but was pronounced dead on the scene. There was no one else in the vehicle. The crash remains under investigation, but it appears she lost control of the vehicle while negotiating a curve. Because of the storm damage in Wisconsin Rapids, the city will be picking up brush next week. You'll need to place brush on the curb by Sunday, June 2nd. Brush is limited to one pile no larger than 4 feet high, 6 feet wide, and 10 feet long. Stumps and root balls are not accepted. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Ooh, feels good to be back saying that.
Mm.
Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How was your weekend? I'm so sorry it was wet.
All right. How was yours?
You know, I made the best of it, the best that we could, you know,
yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah. How's it looking for today and the rest of the week?
We've got another round of showers and storms. We just can't get out of this pattern, unfortunately. So here we go again. More sprinkles possible this morning, but definitely looking at chances of rain mainly between noon and 5. You could see some storms in there. The worst that those are going to do is put down some pea-sized hail. But did you guys hear about the tornado that happened on Sunday down south?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right east of Janesville?
Yeah,
that was a shocker. It was kind of a surprise spin up there. It was rated an EF0. It happened at about 5:30 in the evening on Sunday. Well, everybody's just getting drenched. This tornado damaged some homes, knocked out a bunch of power, trees down, 80-mile-per-hour winds. So you never know. So just make sure you have your safety plan in place because I'll tell you what, we're switching from El Nino to La Nina. And when that happens, we could see a lot of severe weather here this summer. Mm. So this is just the beginning of what I think of a very active season. So keep that in mind and just have a plan and practice it.
It's good to be prepared. Good to have a heads up on this. Brittany, I don't mean to put you on the spot, you know, coming out of a long weekend and everything. But do we know who invited these El Ninos and El Ninas? I mean, who invited the... I'm all for guests, and they sound really cool and all, but I mean, they bring a lot of, you know, a lot of tension with them when they come by. I don't know. I'd just like to know who invited them.
I agree. They are so high profile. I did not invite them. I think it was Zeus or someone like that.
Good call. I was going to go Poseidon, but yeah. I like that. I like Zeus better. That's a better choice. But we were thinking the same thing, Brittany. That's awesome. Appreciate you, Brittany. You're the best. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Brittany joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get you ready for Mother Nature and what's in store for your day. We're going to get you ready for the day. We got a lot to get to. We're going to catch up on some Rafter baseball. Looking forward to that. We'll also get into not only Ale Cafe birthday and anniversary club, but it's also National Hamburger Day. We're going to talk about that. There's some deals going on we'll touch on. Friday set an all-time travel record. I want to get to that. Who is the best country for tourism? We'll get into that one as well. Mm. 9 o'clock hour features some entertainment news. Looking forward to diving into that, including a couple of big stories in the 9 o'clock hour I want to get into with y'all. First, the McAllister house from Home Alone is for sale. No, I'm joking.
Again.
Big news that I actually broke last week, but I wanted to talk about with you two. The government looking to break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. I want to touch on that.
Yes.
And I have an interesting article. Who are America's most trusted news anchors?
Oh, yes. I remember the tease. Yeah.
Dive into that one, too. Looking forward to that. But I want to kick off the show after the weekend that we had, weekend, an honorable weekend. Melissa, you actually had the honor of being a part of the Material Girls Quilts of Valor presentation.
Well, I attended
Yes,
I was an observer. Yeah. It was wonderful. There were 45 women. Wow. Veterans that were honored on Saturday. It was a really, really neat ceremony. The Lincoln High School Band played music. They did a song that honored each branch of the military. And with every time they, you know, when it was the Army song, the director invited everybody that was a part of the Army or had family members that were in the Army to stand up. You know, and then they get to, and now it's the Marines. And so it was just really cool to see everybody standing up and being honored with that tribute. And the band was so good. I was very impressed.
Very cool.
They really got
and
a
then,
good one over there.
Yeah. And then Bill Heck, of course, was the organizer, and he did a great job of you know, just making things move along. And then the Material Girls Quilt Club was... the display of the quilts was so cool, guys. Each one was different. And, you know, they were all based around red, white, and blue, of course, but there were some that was like this pictorial quilt of eagles and mountains and just spectacular fabrics it was really, really neat to see.
It was a meaningful, beautiful moment. I got to thank you for the ACE reporting you did on this one. I got to show this to my dad and mom and talk with them about it, and just really, really hit us emotionally. Just we weren't able to be there, and still the way it impacted us just from reading Melissa's words and seeing the pictures and everything was really impactful. I appreciate you being able to do that, Melissa. Great work by you as always, and a big, big thank you to the Material Girls, to all everybody that participated.
To Valor, to Bill Heck. It was great.
All of the events this weekend went well, and heard great things about them, and a great job by everybody that was a part of the Memorial Day celebrations throughout the weekend and everything. And how's Bill, Melissa? I miss Bill. How was he?
He's good. He looks great.
Good.
When I went up and chatted with him a bit, he's like, I said, when I came in, I was looking for you, because he's like, do you think it's okay that I don't put my coat on? It's hot in here. And I'm like, well, yeah, the guys in the back, they said, well, you probably don't recognize him because he doesn't have his hat on, but he's right there.
Very nice.
Very cool. Yeah. I want to encourage everybody to go to civicmedia.us. You can find the article and the nice pictures and great reporting that Melissa did on this one. Again, civicmedia.us, you should be able to find it right there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you follow me on social media, I'm going to be posting it on there. So I'll be posting it in that. So be on the lookout for that one, everybody, and hunt it down and find it. And that's what good reporting is right there. That's good stuff. Looking forward to, nice work. I wanted to touch on this real quick, too, as well. We have this from our friends at the Wood County Health Department, that beaches will be closed due to the elevated counts of E. coli right now. So we just had them opened, and we're
now
going to
close them. Yeah.
All the more reminder of keeping our beaches clean, everybody. And it is way too early for me to be saying beaches this much. Can get us in a lot of trouble, guys. I think I need to let you guys do the talking this morning. Keep that in mind. And you can find out more information about our Parks and our Recs department, of course, by going to woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. We'll keep you up to date on this story.
Yeah, yes, I'm pretty sure it's just Northwood County and Dexterville.
Yep.
Those are the two beaches. Yep.
Yes,
Those two are close.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Let's talk a little rafters. Rafters are back in action last night. And, of course, victorious, if you have not heard.
They have won.
Rafters kick off the season 1-0, beating up the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders 8-7. I shouldn't say beating up. I mean, it was a close game.
It was pretty close. Yeah.
Shout out to Pierce Bowles getting his first win of the season, and Mac Witzel with the save. Nicely done by them. Rafters back in action tonight, of course. Opening night here in Winterfield, over at Winterfield here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. We are not only excited about the game, but excited for the Rafters to continue winning and to have some fun with some celebrating. They've got a couple of promotions to kick off the whole week.
Yes.
Today, opening day, join them, and they got a featured magnet schedule giveaway. And Twins Tuesday, have an article of clothing the same as a friend or family member and receive a buy one, get one free ticket for the game.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Going to tomorrow's game, winning Wednesday, if the and this is Wednesday's game, Wednesday, May 29th. If the Rafters win on Wednesday's home game, fans that stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another game during the season.
Wow.
Nice.
Got a nice concession special Wednesday as well. Buy 2-point special beers, get a free bag of peanuts.
Hey, peanuts and beer.
Is it a baseball game if you haven't had peanuts?
Well, it's in the song, Buy Me Some Peanuts and Crack. So you got to do it, man. Got to do it.
Mid-state night tonight, free tuition Thursday, this Thursday. Mm-hmm. The top of the third inning, one lucky mid-state student have a chance to win free tuition.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Budweiser Thursday as well, 2-for-1 and any draft tap beer. And Friday, May 31st, going to have some fireworks over there presented by S&S Distributing. Concessions will have a special $6 Rock Rococo pizza.
Nice.
Not bad, not bad.
Plenty
more promotions coming up. We'll keep you up to date on all of these as we go along throughout the baseball season here. Again, the Rafters back in action tonight, taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. If you are not able to make it to the game, don't worry. Don't worry. We got you covered here, everybody. We're going to have some Rafter baseball for you all season long, right here, every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here. Our game tonight will kick off at 6:20. Be sure to join us for that. And keep in mind, a little bit earlier than that, you want to maybe take in both over on WIR, Assumption Softball hosting Pepin or Alma for a part of the sectional postseason. We're continuing coverage.
Yes.
Nice.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
Gotta keep saying that. Dang it.
Keep that in mind, everybody. Keep that in mind. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
My folks came in to do a little visiting here as they make a big swing, and then they're going to swing down to my sister's coming up here because my nephew is graduating next weekend. So we're going to be going down for that too. So
that is cool. A lot of traveling this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of travel.
A lot of graduations, lots of parties.
Melissa, I know you were pretty busy. Did you get a chance to enjoy any of the weekend, relax a little bit?
Yes.
About as much as pregnant I did.
Pause there. I like that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would have answered that. Yes, yeah.
It was a busy weekend, but got a lot accomplished and got to see a bunch of people. So it was
right
a good
on.
Time.
Cool.
Right on.
Very nice.
Very cool. We hope you all had a good weekend. If you want to call us up and let us know if you took in any of the Memorial Day celebrations or anything you'd like to bring to us about that, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear how you felt about everything. And certainly, again, appreciate the work this city put into that. Nice weekend, everybody.
Yes.
We will take a quick time out. We'll get, unless somebody had something. Did I cut somebody off?
I was just going to say the banners are up. now. Mm-hmm. I noticed driving down Grand Avenue.
The Honor Walk. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Honor Very Walk. Cool. The banners mm-hmm. are up, and it looks really nice.
They really do. They really do. It's fabulous. I love that tradition. I love that continuing. Mm-hmm.
Third annual.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We will have some pretty cool names in our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up right after the break on Morning Show at WFHR.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times later this afternoon. High of 64 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. They got some great specials going on all week long. Today they've got a breakfast croissant, ham, egg, and cheese. Check that out.
Yum.
Breakfast sandwich and an egg McMuffin tomorrow. Plenty of great food to check out. Go ahead and check out their whole menu and everything they got for you over at El Cafe. Visit them, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards.
Nice.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, darn it. It's a holiday weekend. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and everything, everybody. I apologize. It has
a number. I'm thinking number.
There is a number.
Number involved.
Yes. You can call 715-424-2600. Just call the station. I was going to just leave you hanging.
I was going to say, how long was she going to make us go there? I don't know.
We could still be going. I had a couple lines in my head.
James and I, we're going to hold on to that bit. We're going to hold on to it, man.
Not ever.
Masters of stretching.
Never going to let it die. We appreciate everybody calling up and joining the conversation. Feel free to call up anytime in the next 2 hours, everybody. While we're on the air here, you want to call up and get us that birthday and anniversary. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
We have two names on the list. Seth, I need a one or a two?
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We get right to the celebrating. First up, want to wish happy birthday to Sarah Williams.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
I would like to apologize a little bit to Sarah. She had somebody, this was a game of telephone.
Oh, no.
A listener told me this over the weekend and asked me to, you know, include this on Tuesday. So I was like, I wrote it down, and then I realized I don't know if I'm spelling Sarah right. I spelled it S-A-R-A. I don't know. Maybe there's an H in there. Maybe not. Could I'm be. Not sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So, Sarah, if you want to call up and let us know, we appreciate it. Apparently, yeah. Sarah's a new listener. She's been she started listening to us about a year ago.
Oh, nice.
So we appreciate that. Always appreciate all of our listeners out
and
there.
And yes, thanks. In radio, that is a new listener.
Yeah, that's true. Very
true. With that first year, you're new.
That's true, yeah. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Rich Harris.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, Rich. Enjoy the day. And keep in mind, everybody, we got one more week left to collect these birthdays and anniversaries. Next week, we'll be announcing our winner for the month of May.
Yes.
That winner will win two gift certificates to $20 gift certificates to over at El Cafe, and a big thank you to them for that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate them doing
it's
that.
It's very nice of them to have easy names this morning, too, for you, James, coming back from the extra, you know, the day off and everything.
Very nice.
Very nice of them.
Very nice. Thank you to all of our Polish listeners for not sending me your last name.
I'm kidding. Birthday today.
I'm kidding. We appreciate those names, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you, Melissa. I can't believe May is almost over.
It's hard to believe.
I got to say, I had a lot of heavy stuff this month to take care of. And now that I've got it done, looking at the rest of summer, I feel very good. I feel much better. Much better. It's funny to get that stuff out of the way.
That is good. It's nice.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Michael Orr is 38 today, former offensive tackle who inspired The Blind Side.
Oh, that's right.
Interesting about that, when I keep hearing people every once in a while trickling about The Blind Side story and about Michael Orr. And was it true? Wasn't it true? And I heard somebody say, just doesn't mean the same to me because it wasn't true. And I looked at him, I'm like, you know, it wasn't a biography necessarily, right? I mean, and any biography you've ever seen is probably a little romanticized. That's,
yeah.
Not only do we do that with our own memories, but we do that with a lot of other things,
right,
too. If you got something from the movie, don't let anything take that from you.
Right.
No.
And if you've ever read Michael Lewis's book, it's very different from the movie.
Yes.
Because it has a lot more about, you know, football stuff in there. So, yeah.
And nobody is taking away Sandra Bullock's Oscar, darn it.
No. Nothing to do with that.
She earned that. She deserved that. Don't you dare take away. Leave Sandra alone. You leave her to her Oscar. Carrie Mulligan is 39 today. Actress who's married to Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. She was Winnie Gecko in The Wall Street Never Sleeps. Daisy in The Great Gatsby.
Oh, okay.
Good actor. Yeah. Good actor. Let's see here. Jake Johnson is 46. Nick on The New Girl. He is also Sebastian in Zac Efron's Neighbors. He was in Let's Be Cops as well. Jack Johnson is hilarious to me. I did not really get into The New Girl, but the girl I was dating was into it. So, of course, I've seen a bunch of it. And he was the saving grace for me.
Okay.
I enjoy everything Jack Johnson does. I am a big fan of his.
All right.
I only wish I saw more of him. I wish he did more stuff. Let's see here. Kylie Minogue is 56. Can't get you out of my head.
She started, a lot of people haven't gotten her out of their head. So,
no, yeah. And that's all I know. I know that she's huge. She's gigantic in like Australia and some other places. Yep. She's big here, but like
exactly.
In Australia.
In England. Yep.
Just gigantic.
Oh, I didn't know she had a song called Padme Padme.
Oh, she does.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, that's great.
Interesting.
And Shiggy Wiggy.
Pretty good. Both great names. Both great names. Let's see here. Roland Gift is 63.
Drives me crazy.
Fine Young Cannibals lead singer. That was pretty good. That was all right. Yeah, all right. That was all right. I got to get the voice going here.
Get your voice going again here.
Fine Young Cannibals. Interesting band. Interesting band. Interesting. I don't know.
They had their time. They had their time.
That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
All look a little bit like vampires.
They do. They do. That's great, Melissa. Yeah. Didn't even figure that way. Oh, that's good. One of the greatest moments in sports I think any of us ever saw was brought to us by 67-year-old Kirk Gibson. In 1988, he won baseball's MVP award as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They made it to the World Series, where he hit one of the most memorable home runs in baseball history.
Yep. His only at-bat in the series. That was it.
He goes up to that mound. I can picture it like it was yesterday because I loved. I was a big A's fan. Ricky was on that team. There was a lot of fun players on that team, and I didn't. You know, I liked the Dodgers a little bit, but mainly because of the Brooklyn Dodgers. So I didn't really have a horse in the race, but I was enjoying the game. Mm-hmm. And Dennis Eckersley to me was one of the most intimidating players in history. He goes up there, and if Eck is up there, they got this.
Yeah, the game's done.
Game's over. We're just basically, like, everybody's just playing for outs now and everything. Who's going to get out first? Kirk Gibson walks up there like the most, I still don't know if I've ever seen an athlete walk up to the mound, or walk up to the batter's box more beaten. He looked just beaten.
He could barely walk.
Barely
because of his knees, yeah.
He looked like, and I just thought, oh, well, this is just a ceremonial kind of like thing. They're letting Kirk Gibson go up there and have an at-bat or something because goes up there. And it wasn't even the most strong hit home run. It was so slow going that everybody had time to think about what was just happening and right. Watching Kirk Gibson fist pump around the bases. Yes. Now, to all the old school heads out there, how dare Kirk Gibson fist pump? Should he have not celebrated? should Eckersley have knocked him out the next at-bat, the next season and everything?
Yeah, right.
No, I don't think so because that's stupid, and it's a stupid part of baseball.
This is a great story. Bob Costas was in the dugout. He was going to do the interviews beforehand, after it. And he said, so he's seeing this take place. And he hears Kirk Gibson in the back taking swings and grunting with pain every time he swings because his legs are so bad. And then the call comes back. It's like, he thinks he's got one good swing in him. To which Bob Costas is like, who's writing this script?
It's a great
moment.
And
it worked. It happened.
Great moment.
Yeah.
John Fogerty, born on this day. He's 79 today. Creedence Clearwater Revival singer, songwriter, and, of course, the guy who one of his most famous songs.
Center Field.
Center Field.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Gladys Knight is 80.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh. Mm.
Amazing singer. Amazing singer. Mm. Wonderful.
Man, our bumpers are being well represented today.
Yeah.
We got two. On the birthdays.
That's
nice.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. We also want some people no longer with us, like the great Ian Fleming, born in this day in 1908, passed away in 1964, British author behind James Bond. Now, for those that don't know, Ian was an integral part of the British intelligence during World War II, where he came up with the actual operation called GoldenEye, for one, which is kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
But one of the movies I referenced the other day, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, there's an actor in there, and Ian Fleming is in it. His character, somebody is playing Ian Fleming
right.
First off, Cary Elwes is in it as well. Banger performance from Cary Elwes. Amazing performance from Cary Elwes. He is working with an actor who is Ian Fleming, who was Ian Fleming when he was part of this. And part of what happened with World War II, Ian Fleming was an integral part of. And actually, the character that he based James Bond on is in the movie. Henry Cavill plays him in the movie.
Okay.
And you see this, and you're kind of like, yeah, I get it. I get it. It's an incredible author.
He also wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He did.
Oh, I forgot about
that. All the weird left turns in writing. Yes, yes.
That's pretty cool. That's a good one. Wendy O. Williams, born in the state in 1949, passed away in 98. Many consider the princess of punk.
Yes.
From the Plastics. She invented all kinds of different stuff during her live shows.
Oh, yeah, she's infamous.
And I think you can make the argument, the greatest athlete of all time, Jim Thorpe, born in this day in 1888, passed away in 1953. Native American U.S. Olympic gold medalist and Football Hall of Famer. In 1950, he was voted to the greatest American athlete of the first half century.
Played in the major leagues for a little bit even. I mean, yeah, he was amazing.
Good luck naming a sport he wasn't great at.
Mm-hmm.
Like like anything the man was good at. If he wasn't good at the sport, it was only because he didn't pick it up. Like he did. Like you could tell me that Jim Thorpe was never good at shot put. It's because he didn't pick up a shot put.
Exactly.
That's the only reason. He is buried in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, a town he actually never set foot in. But that's pretty.
Until he died.
Amazing life. Amazing story.
Oh yes.
I think it's so interesting. So integral to the fabric of sports, and it's such a difficult story to tell. And finding an actor that could play him, this is the only reason why we haven't had a Jim Thorpe biopic.
That'd be tough.
Finding somebody that could play him, somebody to pull it off, being able to tell the whole story. We've got so many biopics out there that there's not a Jim Thorpe biopic is insane to me.
Yeah.
The man won gold without his own shoes. Like, it's an incredible story. And if you ever get the chance to go to the Football Hall of Fame, the first thing you see walking in is this huge statue of Jim Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Really hits you. One more time, we want to wish happy birthdays to our good list today. We wish happy birthday to Sarah Williams.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Rich Harris.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Keep getting us those El Cafe birthday and anniversary club names.
We
can
want
add to the list. And join our friends over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs. Big summer gatherings can be stressful for people with Alzheimer's. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers instead.
If you normally have a giant picnic with a ton of people, maybe you just have a smaller picnic with yourself and a couple of family members and the person with dementia and go sit at the beach with a nice umbrella and nice cool towels for the neck.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An armed man in Marshfield was taken into custody over the weekend on charges of stalking and carrying a firearm on school grounds. Marshfield police officers were dispatched to the area of Edison Street and Hinman Avenue on the report of a 66-year-old Marshfield man who appeared to be having mental health issues. Officers recognized the man as someone who had been issued a warning stalking letter to stay away from someone's home in that area. They found him a short time later trying to get into the victim's home. The man ignored orders from the officers and fled on foot. After a short pursuit, he was caught and taken into custody without incident. A loaded .22 caliber revolver was recovered from the man's waist. He was transported to the Wood County Jail after receiving medical clearance. Additional charges requested include stalking with a dangerous weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting an officer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The return of Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell holds the Brewers Club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Counsell asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't on very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers thanks to a clutch 3-run homer by Willie Adames in the 8th and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, 6 scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5 game lead over Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and, you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times later this afternoon. High of 64 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, and happy Hamburger Day.
Yum.
Oh, I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Nice.
If you didn't get your fill of burgers this weekend, a few national chains have some deals for you going on right now. Wendy's is handing out junior bacon cheeseburgers for a penny and if you order through their website or the app.
Okay.
Burger King is marking its 70th birthday with a full week of deals. You can get a free hamburger today if you spend 70 cents and join the rewards program. It's the same deal as the rest of the week with other stuff.
Okay. All right.
Arby's has rewards. Members can get half off a burger between now and Sunday. Dave and Buster's, 50% off burgers. Loyalty members, blah, blah, blah. Loyalty member. Sign up for this. Sign up for that.
See a pattern here.
Yeah. Jack in the Box is a free Jumbo Jacks if you spend a dollar. Hey, way to go, Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have any of those around here. You know?
Yeah, right. That's the deal. this is all interesting. We have a couple of places around here that might have deals for you, but I'm curious, what is your favorite local burger, everybody?
Ooh.
Where do you go for your favorite local burger? You have a hunger for a burger. There's only one place that will satisfy. Where are you going?
Mm.
I will shout out Jennings here in Wisconsin Rapids. Jennings is really good as a local restaurant.
And that was going to be my shout out.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say another name. Now I don't want to say it, though, because I don't want to take it from either of you.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was going to say Culver's, which I feel like is an easy one to say. But in my defense, I've never had a bad burger from there.
It's true. You're right. I like their burgers, too.
Good stuff.
Of course, then there's Chips in town here, too, as well.
Actually, had my first Chips burger a little while back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was good, very good.
Yes.
I love Chips. I love Chips. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to the workers over at Chips.
Oh, they're great.
I mean, the kids over there get me in and out every time. And that means a lot to my parents. It's a really good place. Who's your favorite local business? Who's your favorite local burger?
Burger,
And what is your favorite burger?
Oh.
Because at Jennings, I love the one with the pineapple and the cilantro and the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. What is that? I forget what that's called.
I know what that is.
I know.
I forget the names of Jennings, all their burgers. Yeah.
And it also has, I think, a little bit of sriracha on it.
Ooh.
Spicy. So it's like sweet, spicy. It's peanutty flavor in there. It's so good.
It is really good. Yep. That is a good one. Yeah. Call up and let us know and celebrate National Burger Day. I know that I'm going to be grilling with my dad today. He's looking forward to these, all jacked about it. So that's what we're doing. Enjoy. And let us know where you get your favorite burger from. So 4 years ago, virtually no one was flying. Things have changed quite a bit since then. On Friday, the TSA said it screened 2.95 million airline passengers.
Wow.
A new record for the most ever on a single day. They haven't said how many people flew yesterday, but the previous record of 2.91 million was set back in November. The airline industry is anticipating a record summer travel season with an estimated 271 million passengers. That's up from 6.3 million from last year.
Mm.
In Atlanta, the world's busiest airport had its busiest day ever. The Atlanta International Airport broke a traffic record on Thursday when 111,000 passengers, crew, and airport employees were screened at security checkpoints.
Wow.
Second busiest day followed on Friday when just under 110,000 were screened.
That's a lot of people for one day in one place. Wow.
First off, I refuse to ever normalize this. All of that record passenger, all this year, going back to November, we've had two record-breaking times of this. And how are our skylines? Safe. Safe. How are airports? Safe. Let's not normalize that, everybody. Especially coming out of the weekend we just came out of.
Right.
Let us not normalize that kind of thing. And especially to people that are barking and moaning how long it takes them to get to their TSA or something like
that. They're doing their
fly on a different day
job.
Or don't fly.
Or don't fly.
Huh? Flying is not a birthright. Flying is not.
it's a privilege.
And all of this going on when we, it feels like every other week we have a story about something going on with a Boeing or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know in my lifetime we've ever had so consistently stories of troubles in the air, up in the skies.
Yes.
And yet we have record number of people flying.
Yep.
Well, that's probably part of it, you know? When you multiply something to make it bigger, you're going to have more things go wrong.
True.
Just by basic numbers.
So it's almost as if, say, we have a 24/7 news cycle. And you've got a lot of news being put out there and everything, and a lot of different news sources. In fact, you might even say that you have more news sources than you've ever had before.
Okay.
So you could make the argument that statistically, there's probably going to be some infactual information out there from time to time. And some factual information more than often.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably safest bet to check everything that you're hearing and double check on things, especially stuff that your gut's telling you doesn't always seem right.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that want to kind of just bow away from, pull away from this and stuff because of, well, everything. You can't trust this. You can't trust that. No, you can trust a lot nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I push back on that. I think in this day and age, we have the most trusted news we have ever had in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the reporters we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the money being put into journalism like we used to. We don't have the resources we used to. But we have plenty of news for you and plenty of factual news and are able to get facts and get information quicker than we've ever been able to get it before. And be, hey, did this happen? I want to double check this, my source, and I've double checked it, and I'm going live with it at 5 o'clock on the news. Like that's a heck of a thing we've got. That's a pretty cool thing we've got nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I will take a shot at every news source that throws around breaking news when it's not really breaking news. That gets a little old.
That happens a lot, yeah.
But I get it. And I'm thankful that we have the sources that we do. And a little bit later, we're going to talk a little bit more about this with journalism.
Yeah.
And who are our trusted news people. And who needs to take some of the fault on this for not having more trusted sources. I want to get into that and have some accountability. When we come back.
That's a good thing.
That'll be a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. When we come back, though, we're talking what is the country who has the best? What is the best country for tourism? Best country for tourism. We got that.
Let the arguments begin.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. Please feel free to call up all of our listeners out of the country. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And UPS is asking its customers to do something. We're going to talk about that, too. It's all coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Aw, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
When I say peanuts, popcorn, and America's pastime, what do you think of? Baseball! So save the date as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters open for the 15th season Tuesday, May 28th against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Get a free magnetic schedule, too. Opening week continues with a mini bat giveaway May 30th and Friday night fireworks on the 31st. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids and opening week for Rafters Baseball.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times later this afternoon. High of 64 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have a horse with no name, how do you call the horse?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is it insulting to say horse? Giddy up, horse.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, do you like being called human?
No. I feel like it would be insulting to the horse. Probably not going to let it ride. Probably not going to give you a ride.
At least they do talk about to get out of the rain.
Yes.
In this song. So we're out of the rain, at least at the moment. Mm-hmm. So
don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
The World Economic Forum ranked the best countries in the world for travel and tourism. And guess who came in number one? USA.
Oh, right.
America was number one.
That's cool.
They looked at a bunch of factors like roads, hotels, attractions, and how much everything costs, and basically how well equipped is each country when it comes to handling tourism. The U.S. ranked higher than every other country in the world, and Europe did well too, claiming six of the top 10 spots.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
The top 10 countries for tourism are America, Spain, Japan, France, Australia, Germany, the UK, China, Italy, and Switzerland.
Ooh, cool.
Canada dropped out of the top 10 into 11th place. Mexico fell six spots to 38th.
Interesting.
Got the full list here if anybody is curious about where other countries ranked, although it is a little hard to read.
Oh, that's not an easy chart to read at all. Wow, it's tiny.
Why would you do that to people? Why would? There we go. But if you're curious, go ahead and ask or call up and join the conversation.
Yeah.
I will let you know that like Rwanda is 93, like something like that.
Just in case you were wondering.
So I don't think this is too surprising, but it was one of the first times that I've ever looked at our country and thought, oh, when we talk about bring me your huddled masses, bring me the, we're certainly talking about what the intention of that immigrants coming to this country. Our country is made of immigrants. But it is also referencing to me in some ways of, hey, we want you to come visit. Hey, come on by. Stop on by. Put your feet up on the couch.
Yeah.
Stay a while. Our country is so built for tourism in, states-wise.
Yes.
We encourage every other state, hey, come on over here. Check out our attractions. Hey, come here. Check out our attractions. Spend your vacations here.
Right.
Our whole country does that to other states. We are perfectly designed for other people to come here and visit because we're already built for this.
Right.
Every state... A big part of their economy is what? Tourism.
It's absolutely true.
So it's just interesting how open we are about these things.
Yeah.
And something to keep in mind to those that would like to shut our borders.
We don't want to do that.
That's not America.
We'd like to meet people. Yeah.
Come here and spend your money.
That's right.
We can definitely make our country safer. We could definitely, every country needs to work on their borders. And take a look around the world, everybody. Every country has that in mind. Every country could use to do work on those things. But the idea of not allowing immigrants to come to this country, that's one of the most un-American things. That's as un-American as running around with a rebel flag. That, to me. to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking for myself here.
Right.
But to me, that is. I don't know how you can convince otherwise. That we have a flag. We have one flag.
We do.
That's the one, everybody. And it's a beautiful flag. And it's a flag, again, coming out of the weekend we just had, that a lot of people died for
yes.
us to be able to wave. To wave any other flag in this country is an insult to that flag and to those that have lost and those that are still fighting.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that seems about as smart as that. It seems about as far as closing our doors. And not for nothing, how do you think... I say this to people, whenever anybody throws it, yeah, you fib, or something like that at me and stuff, I take it in stride. It's not, I've heard it so many times by now. You really got to come up with something pretty good to be able to insult me. But one thing I always like throwing back at, well, that's fine. You can take every Illinois person out of this state. They're also going to take their money.
Yeah.
And how do you think that's going to affect the economics in this state?
How many more people live in Illinois?
I'm not just saying that about Wisconsin
right.
or even Illinois. Obviously, Minnesota, Michigan has plenty of people come here to visit. Mm-hmm. And those states would be in the same boat. Illinois people feel the same way about Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You took all the Wisconsinites and all the Wisconsin money out of Illinois, they'd be hurting.
They would be.
It's the same all around. We need each other, everybody. You have to get over yourself.
I'm shocked.
We need each other. We don't get by without the other, whether it is a person, a neighbor, a state, or a country.
It's community.
Mm-hmm.
It's community.
We're all
everybody.
On the same planet.
We are.
And with all that being said, USA, USA. Getting ready for the Olympics. Getting ready. Coming up. Can't wait. Can't wait. Let's see. I want to take a look at this one, too, because UPS is asking some people to do something interesting here. If you always set your bills to paperless, you may go days without getting a single piece of important mail. Some people have that happen.
That's true.
The UPS is asking people, so this may seem strange to some of you out there that are in that situation. The USPS is asking people with standalone curbside mailboxes to replace them with larger jumbo ones.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to jam more packages into it. they say it's to reduce the need, quote, the need for notices left in trips to the post office to retrieve a package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I would think, too, it's also an opportunity for postal workers to maybe save a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. They're already doing a lot, so yeah.
Yeah. The USPS recommends one with a classic shape, but with a lot of room. They say it should be more about 14 inches wide, 16 inches deep, and 12 inches high. That's larger than a square foot. They aren't selling them directly, but they suggested ones at realtors like Lowe's, Home Depot, True Value, Walmart. Prices range from $65 to $100 for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mailboxes aren't cheap.
No. I don't begrudge anybody that's not able to do this, I also don't begrudge the post office for this. That makes sense.
It does.
Certain things really have not grown or evolved, while other things have changed 9 different times in your lifetime. Like mailboxes, how we change tires, like certain things just keep staying the same.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not surprising that this would evolve.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it's surprising it took this long for us to get to this point where our mailboxes are kind of, they don't work like they used to.
If you live in the country, you know all about this because you need to have a big mailbox. To live in the country.
Well, and right now, our postal carriers, like the USPS mm-hmm. post office mail carriers, are delivering Amazon packages.
Right.
Which,
in some of our rural areas.
By the way, that's not like an arrangement with Amazon.
No.
They're just dropping them at the post office. Say, here, you take care of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it stinks.
It's messed up.
It is messed up.
What's happening to our post offices is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we go out of our way, especially during the pandemic. I made it a point every day to be thanking them and appreciating our postal workers out there. It is one of those jobs where we ask so much and we seem to continue to ask more and more. And I hope that the pay has gone with that. I don't know if it has, but I would hope that it has.
Yeah.
And I would like to publicly do this again because I've done this a couple of times on the air. I would love to have our local post general on the air with us.
Postmaster.
Postmaster on the air with us. I'd love to be able to have a conversation with them. I don't know if they're afraid. It's like one of those gotcha journalism things. Like, it's not that. Listen to one interview from me. I don't do gotcha journalism. I don't do that.
Probably because they don't have the time, James.
Well, that's part of what I've heard. That's part of what I've been told. Along with, some concern there. And I just check out any Midday Magazine interview ever.
We're supporters. We like the post office.
Big time thank you to our postal workers out there. Big appreciation of them. You get a chance to thank your mailman or mail person when they come by today and when they drop your stuff off. If they drop your stuff off. Because like we said in the article here, a lot of people going paperless, which is great. Good on you for doing that. But it's interesting when you talk about mail to younger people and you talk about it like it's an everyday thing, and to them it's like the $2 bill. It's like something you only see every once in a while. Yeah. It's like, oh, what's this in my
Is this real? Is this money?
This was years ago, but I was doing a sketch with a young student who has gone on to do some really good work with the Groundlings and everything out in California. Shout out to Davey. He goes by Davey, by the way, which it was always I don't know, but anyway. He's a great, great young talent, but young. And we're doing a bit, and I all of a sudden reference a mailbox, and I'm going to go to the mailbox. And it's the only time in the 2 years I worked with him that I saw him blank-faced and completely unprepared to where to go with the bit and everything.
Gosh.
It just killed the bit right away. Had no idea what he was doing. And we get done, and immediately I'm thinking, okay, I got to explain to him what a mailbox is or something. And he knew what a mailbox was. Yep. He was dumbfounded because he had lived in his apartment for 6 months and had not thought to look at the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was just in that moment.
Oh, no.
Panicking at, what was in that mailbox.
Oh, man. 6 months?
He tells us a week later, he went there. There was a note in it, because most apartments, for those that don't know, you just got this little slot and everything. He goes there. There's a note in there. Please come to the post office. We are unable to put it.
Please deliver, because your mailbox is full.
But younger people, they're not used to going and getting the mail every day.
Yeah.
I could see some of that happening. And life gets busy.
I'm like, were you guys the same way when you were kids? It's always, it was fun to check the mail. What's in the mail today? You know, it's something interesting, maybe.
I used to get, letters when I was a kid. I had pen pals. We actually physically wrote letters to each other. My grandparents would send me stuff.
How about this one? You'd get a catalog.
Yes.
That you could look at it and see all the things that were,
Man.
How exciting was that?
That JCPenney catalog was perfect for a lot of things. Giving kids something to kind of look through, of course, and mark things.
Reach the table.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was very, you're right. It was very useful.
They had a lot of uses. A lot of uses other than just picking things up.
If you ask a few of our older folks that maybe didn't have indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
When they were growing up.
Yeah.
The Sears catalog was used for something else as well. So
very multi-use.
Maybe slightly better than corn cobs.
Yes.
Nice. Nicely done.
You started it, Seth.
I love it. That was great. Oh my gosh. It was funny coming from you. That was it.
Sliding over to the next conversation.
Good idea.
This might sound weird, but not a lot of car companies make cars anymore. Chevrolet just announced they're killing off the Chevy Malibu this fall. It debuted in 1964 as a luxury version of the Chevy, calling the Chevy Chevrolet Malibu. They spun it off as its own model in 78. It was the last traditional four-door sedan Chevy made, so they've shifted heavily towards trucks and SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
The Corvette still exists, and they've got their Chevy Bolt electric vehicles, so they do still make cars, just not a lot of them. Ford has also abandoned traditional sedans. They discounted the Ford Taurus in 2018, so now the Mustang is the only traditional car they sell. Chevy ditched its main competitor, the Camaro, last year.
Wow.
Even Tesla doesn't like being called a car company. Elon Musk recently claimed they're really more of an AI robotics company because somebody asked Elon Musk a question, and of course he can't just answer it. The Toyota Camry was the best. The only time I pay attention or quote him is to make fun of him.
Exactly.
That's it.
Which is par for the course.
Pretty much anything he says, you can rip
off. Yes, you can.
The Toyota Camry was the best-selling traditional car in the U.S. last year, but it was just eighth overall behind a bunch of trucks, SUVs, and the Tesla Model Y, and the Ford F-Series picked up the number one. So it's just interesting. I mean, whether
it is
what this means, what the rhyme and reason of it and all that, I think, you know, we could talk for hours on or, you know, wrap up right now. It's one of those kind of conversations.
Right.
But I do find it interesting.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely fascinating.
I've heard for years, I've heard people complain about this. All the cars look alike now. Like there's no individualism for cars anymore. Unless of course you're talking about Elon Musk's thing that he's driving or whatever, that electric truck Hummer thing that he built.
The square boxy looking thing.
It looks like
it's a Borg cube.
It looks like you go to a 7-year-old and like, draw me a car, draw me an SUV, and it looks exactly like that. Exactly like that.
I think
or
that
like
says
what
a lot.
Sci-fi movies they were making in the 50s of what the future was going to look like.
Yes. Yeah, that's so good.
Classic science fiction has a lot to answer for a lot of tech companies, and I'm not actually joking. It's actually true, sadly.
Yeah. It's not a coincidence.
No, it's not. Like it is not.
It's just interesting that you wouldn't actually go through with it. Like, it's one thing to be sitting in the boardroom and like, hey, I got an idea, and everybody shoots it down. But this is the danger of being in a bubble.
I was going to say, and that's why we need to get rid of billionaires.
Yes.
Right there.
You know, I'd be okay if they didn't all live in a bubble in a vacuum with a bunch of yes men. Like,
nah.
But this is what happens when you do. And you wonder why, you know, that people like this just fail and fail and fail.
Get rid of them all.
Yeah. Because they don't live in the real world.
So true.
No
so
real
true.
World.
No. But we do. We live in the real world.
We do.
And we're going to be bringing it to you when we come back. We've got some entertainment news we're going to get into. Looking forward to that. And a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into a couple of big ones with you guys. First, the government coming after looking to break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Awesome.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And who is America?